Today's daf in Masechet Makot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Chav Gimel, the penultimate daf. And we're preparing for our Siyum Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. And the last thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that nitkalkel. Now note the interesting lotion of nitkalkel, which has a strange resemblance to the word v'nikla achicha le'inecha. So even though nitkalkel is used in normally as a more polite way of saying that an individual lost control of his bowels. So nitkalkel usually means to soil oneself, is that you are nitkalkel. And it says over there that we had a machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether loss of control is whether you're talking about actual excrement, or you're just talking about even if he loses control of his bladder. So the Tanakhama said that it's potter in either event, but Rabbi Yehuda made a difference between the sexes, and he said that women being more easily embarrassed, they are actually potter if they're nitkalkel, even with urine. Now, Shane Kane, a man is only potter if he's mitkalkel by losing control of his bowels. Ask the Gemara, well, where do we get this from? Answers the Gemara, mishum nikla. Notice nikalkel and nikla. Nikla achicha leinecha means that your friend, your brother, has become diminished and demeaned. And that's in front of your eyes. He's been embarrassed in this fashion. So a nitkalkel is a nikla. Now the question is, to what extent? Okay, that's a machlokas. We'll get into details of machlokas later. But conceptually, if the kilkul, now obviously it doesn't mean if a person happens to lose control of his bowels, that then he's going to be put for malchus. It means that if as a result of the malchus, possibly even of just the threat of the malchus, as we'll see later on, he's terrified and he loses control of himself, that itself is a terrible diminishment and is already enough to potter him from the malchus. We said in the Mishnah that the Ritzu'ah is a Ritzu'ah of an egel. How do we know that? This is one of the most outrageous interrelationships of the Psukim, because remember the strange fact that it says Lo Tachsom Shor B'disho right next to V'Yipilu HaShofet. What in the world? So if we just take a look at the smichut, Lo Tachsom Shor B'disho reminds us that this guy actually is acting here out of the relationship to Shor, which is the Maisa Ego, and everything comes from that breakdown. And therefore, Lo Tachsom Shor B'disho tells me to use the or of an ego, because remember, we learned before that Shor Ben Yomo is Nikra Shor. And if that's the case, then the svara is that it should be already an ego. The Omer of Sheshes, Bishumer Beloze Ben Azariah, there's another amazing thing that we learn from there. That Minayin Li Yevama, here we're talking about in Bezdin as well, another Aloha Bezdin, a Yevama falls to a Yevam who is a Mukashrin, and he is a disgusting person. He's covered over with boils, and he's a really disgusting person that no woman would want to be intimate with. And the din is she'ein chosmimota, that we don't quiet her, meaning we don't say, shut up and just do what you got to do. If a woman doesn't want to marry the Yavam, Bezdin will not shut her up. And that means that we listen to her. That's because it says, lo tachsom shor b'disho. And then right afterwards begins the next pasuk, which is Kiyeshu Achim Yachdav, which is the din of Yibum. What is the relationship to Yibum? That just like we don't shut up a shor when it's doing its job, do not shut up a woman who you're claiming has to do her job, and this is not what she wants to do. Now, this doesn't literally mean a mukashrin, because we don't allow a mukashrin to do Yibum, even if they want to, because of the fact that the Gemara says a mukashrin is very liable to sustain serious penile damage if he actually is intimate with a woman. So there it would be actually also for him. What we mean over here is anyone who is disgusting to her, not literally who has the disease of Mukashrin. Another thing, now these are, you'll notice that what we're doing over here is we're bringing another mimer. We started with the expanding the smichas. So first it was the smichas v'pilo ha-shofet to the lo sachshom shor b'disho. Then it's lo sachshom shor b'disho to the din of yibum. And both of these were ma'amorim, were from Reb Sheshes in the name of Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So we want to already share with you all of the other things that Reb Sheshes said in the name of Reb Elazar ben Azariah that are based on smichut. So Amar Reb Sheshes b'shum Reb Elazar ben Azariah, kol ha-mevazeh et ha-moadim ki'ilu oved avodat kochavim. People who actually are, they debase the Moadim. What does that refer to? It's a reference to the Chol HaMoed. So we learned from there that it's the Pashtus there, the Gemara in Moed Katan, that there's a Chiev to be Shomer, the Chol HaMoed also. And if you're mevazeh it by doing melacha in Chol HaMoed, so it says, if kilo oved avodes kochavim. But there's other limudim from there, which include mevazeh ha-moedim, somebody dresses in Chol HaMoed the way that he dresses during the Chol. So in other words, if he doesn't put on special clothing to show his chashivas for Chol HaMoed, that is considered to be the equivalent of Oved Averis Kechovim. Why? Because it says Elohei Masecha Lo Saselach, and after that it says Es Chagamatzot Tishmor. What is the relationship between those two? It must be to tell me the din of the Isurei Chol HaMoed. Because obviously we know the din of Chagamatzot from the Parsha of the Moedim. The Omer of Sheshes Mishum Reb Elazar ben Azariah, another smichus, is that kol ha-misaper lashon hara v'kol ha-mekabel lashon hara? Anybody who speaks lashon hara of another person, and anyone who listens to that lashon hara and believes it, or anybody who's made edus sheker, which relates directly to lashon hara about Baal Tashi, the same lashon shema shav is lashon hara, ra'ui lashlicho l'klavim, should be thrown to the dogs. Dichtiv la'kelev tashlichunoto, in the din of a treifa. And then it says, lo tisar shema shav, which is the iser, not only of accepting something, lo tisa, but it's lo tasi. Don't carry that further. Don't speak lashon hara, and don't be the one who is made edus sheker. There's a lo tasi shema shav. So that is the pasuk that continues on, lo tasi shema shav al tashet yadcha im rasha liot et chamatz. Okay, next thing we learned in the Mishnah. Shtei ritzuot. So we said that there's a machlokas we've shown him really, whether it's one strap that is bent over once to make it two, then bent over again to make it four, or the way the Rivan learns and others, that there are two straps, which is very common in the type of lashes. When you have lashes, has two separate pieces, so that each one of them is bent over, making four, which is more the pashtus of the Gemara in terms of the limut. Okay, as we'll see. So Tana, the extra, we said that there were the chamor, that the skin of a chamor would go in and out, up and down on this lash to hold them all together. So why davka shel chamor? Or Tana shel chamor? Kiddori shel hu gelilo aleder of chista. Yada shor koneu v'chamor evus ba'alav. Yisrael lo yada. So a chamor is able to recognize its master. And here we have the combination of the shor and the chamor. So therefore we take the chamor that knows its master. Amara Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Mishemakir Evuz Ba'alav, and he has an acceptance of who his food comes from, and Klal Yisrael gets everything from me, and then not Mekayim my mitzvahs. Yiparami Mishe Inu Makir Evuz Ba'alav. So that means we have these two things together. The shor, which we learned out from the posik of Los Achsom Shor, that's the Iker lashes. And then we have the chamor, that is Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his bialim. But let those two animals basically come and let them be the ones who create the whip for Ben Yisrael, who's not Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we said the hand of it is a tefach, and it has to be long enough so that when you hit him over his back on the shoulders, it should reach the top of his stomach. Omer Abaye, well, that means, apparently, you have to make the size of the whip according to the particular individual. So it has to be measured for the whip, and it has to reach like that. Omer Le Rava, does that make sense? We'd have to have a whole closet in the Besdin of all of the different sizes. You know, oh, this guy's a 42, take out a 42 whip. That really doesn't make sense. So that can't be. Basically, it had a buckle that you could pull it through, and that way it would be adjustable for each individual. Kiboy miktarbe, kiboy marapaba. And if the person required it to be less, the length to be lessened, so then you just pull it through. And if you have to, if it's a tall person, then merapele, you let it looser. Okay, then it says malkinoto, so we said makota ru'uyot lishtalish. You have to be able to split these makot three ways. And we have 1/3 on the front of his chest and 2/3 on the back. Now, where do we get all that from? Omer of Kahana, the Omer Kro. V'pilo ashofet, v'kahu lefanav, k'dei rishato b'mispar. So we have to say like this. The rishato, which we say, that's risha achat. That's lefanav. Lefanav is actually one of parts of his rishas. And then b'mispar has to be at least two. So sh'dei rishayot mi'acharav. Ein malkinoto, not b'amida, not b'yeshiva, but dafka, since it says v'pilo ashofet, so that means that he's supposed to be bent over, and we tie his arms to the amud, and so on. Omer of Chistob Rabbi Yochanan, that is actually the remez that the ritzu'ah should also be bent over. Minayin l'ritzu'ah shehi muchpelet, shenemar v'hipilo. Now the Tosfos Yontev brings from the Yerushalmi and on the Mishnah, so that when it says vehipilo, the Yerushalmi says, al tikro vehipilo, ela vehichpilo. So it's a remez over here that the actual lashes, the strap used for the whip of the lashes should be muchpal. But it doesn't say to double it again. That's why it says more mistaver. Those Rishonim understand that there were two Ritsua. It's not like the Miri who says to put it over and then to put it over again. But wait a minute. I mean, how can you use the word vipilo to mean something beyond what it says? I need it legufe, because we learned out from vipilo that the person that gets the malchus cannot be standing or sitting and that he's bent over with his hands on the amud. So how can you use it for this? Because imkain, if it only meant that he should be bent over the, how do you say amud? How would you say amud in Hebrew? A post? Okay, I'm not sure.
A whipping post?
Yeah, I think they called it a post, right? Yeah. Okay, great. So imkain, because if it only meant to tell you that the person should be bent over, lichtov kro yateho, my VP, I mean, we don't throw him down to the ground. We just bend him over. So he pilo shma minatarte, that there's a hich pilo that applies in terms of the lash, and then there is the hi pilo in terms of the bending over of the person who's getting the makas. And then we say hamake, make biyado. So the one who is giving uses only one hand, because that way he's able to use kol kochai, and he gives him kol kocho. Tonarabonan, ein ma'amidim chazanim, to put someone as a chazan ha-kmez, as a chazan ha-bezdin. Remember, chazan in those days was not somebody who sang. A chazan was basically what we would say is a gabbai in terms of the Beit HaKnesset, the chazan Beit HaKnesset, or if it's a chazan of Beit Din, he's a person who's the gopher, who does the things that he's sent to do by the chachomim. So the chazanim should be people who have good minds and poor gym attendance, because we want them to be not the type of rednecks who enjoy hitting other people, and we want them to be, therefore, they should be yesere mada, they should have greater, you know, they should be superior, basically superior IQs, not IQs, mada, obviously IQ, but it means that the depth of intelligence, human intelligence, and they should be people who are not in such great shape. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu chaserim adav yeterei koach. It's not true. It may be an advantage, but you're allowed to even have someone who's not very intelligent, and he is actually strong. Now, we'll see later on that this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in one pshat in the Rivan, is merumas in the pasuk. Omar Rava Kavosi to Rabbi Yehuda Mislava. I think it makes more sense what Rabbi Yehuda says, because if the pasuk had to write, Lo Yosef, En Yosef, Lakoto, Makaraba, V'niklach, Ichaleinecha, then what, isn't that obvious? If you're talking to people who are intelligent, you really think that the Torah has to speak to a Talmud Chacham and tell him, you know, don't add any additional makas. What, am I crazy? I would add additional makas. I enjoy hitting the guy. I mean, I don't understand. What kind of weird pasuk is this? If the Torah has to speak that out, it's obviously a pasuk for dummies. So that shows that it's Rabbi Yehuda's approach is correct, that the guy who may be giving these makos is a dummy. And you have to warn him again, listen, you're stupid. Don't hit him more than the 39 or whatever the number was, right? So if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is correct and Yamrit Bishlama, that these are people who are not too bright, so Aina de Tzarekli is Nauri, that's why the Torah has to make it absolutely clear. But if you're saying that anyway, the people that are in charge of giving Makot are people of greater intelligence, that the Torah has to tell an intelligent person, and when I say 39, I damn well mean 39. I want to understand, obviously. So therefore, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is correct. And the Rabbanan, how do they explain the fact that the Torah has to give it? Says the Rabbanan, on the contrary. When you speak to dummies, they don't absorb anything that you're telling them anyway. You only speak out things to people who have brains. And that is, Ein Mizarzin, Ela Mizoraz. You give additional warnings and urging on only to people who are anyway looking for that. So their minds are open, so it makes sense to tell them. I mean, to go along and telling the same stupid people who keep doing the same stupid things and warn them again and again, no, I'm telling you, I mean, nobody pays attention anyway. So, Adaraba, it makes more sense to go like we do and to say that you dafka need people that are yetereimada. Okay, then we said you should use one hand. Well, what that means is like this, is that when you lift up the lash, you lift it up with both hands. Imagine yourself lifting a lash. You always lift with one hand, but if you want to put your full strength into something, you let go of the other hand so that you can give it your full power of that hand. Probably the correct lashon is the tete mirazia, and that's the basically in many are change the girsa here. So that it should come with his greatest power. I mean, it means the same thing, but it's a strange way to say it. The way that we have it is the leite, it should be brought down mididay from himself. That's the same idea, but it's not usually the way you say himself means his full strength. Va'kore, and then we learn that the dayan is kore the psukim v'hiflash emes makotcha. Okay, so here's the braita that tells us the details of the whole procedure. Hagadol shebadayanim kore. So it's the leader of the bezdin, the most chosher of the dayanim. He's the one who reads the psukim as the makot are being administered. Hasheni mone. There's a second dayan, second to him, is the one who says one, two, each time before you give him the makkah so that you don't lose count. Hashlishi, and the Dayan Hashlishi in the Besdin of Chashivas, he's the one who says, okay, hakeyu, so it should be a tzivui of Besdin. Bizman shemakah meruba, and if there's a lot of makos, so then try to be ma'arich, and the one who's reading reads slowly so that you will complete all of the makos by the time he is finished reading the words from the Tochacha. If there's mancha makah mu'etet, if the administration over here was defined in advance by the medical examination to be, let's say, only 12 makot, beruyus lishtalej, so then he should say it quickly and be mikatzer. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said if it goes on, he should just start over again. Choser l'tchilat ha-mikra. That's not like the Braita. The Braita says that he's supposed to spread it out so that it turns out to actually be the thing that you say. You just go back, and the Braita says you spread it out. But by the way, I don't want to confuse anything, but this seems to very clearly be a raya against the Marsha, who understands that the psukim are, I mentioned yesterday, the 13 words, that they should be repeated three times in order to be the 39 at each chelik. Now we're saying that it's only if he misses it. Mitzvah letzamtzem, the correct way to do it is to time it out properly. If you didn't time it out properly, so then chozer letchilat hamikra, but it's not the way that we would read it lechatchila. Tana rabbana. So, says Arba'im Yakenu, Lo Yosif, Pen Yosif, Lakoto, Makar Rabba. Now, what does it mean when it says a Makar Rabba? As if, like, yeah, you're going to do a lot of extra makas. And Nurivan says that this is from a Braita that actually we don't bring the whole thing here, but it says in the Sifrei that how do I know that it's not only a Makar Rabba, right? And what if the Beis Din said, he only gets three makkers? So you're going to call that a makar rabba? If he's mosif one more on a Beis Din that said three, saying, I got four. No, that's what the Torah would be telling me. Lo tosif pen yosif lakoto makar rabba. I understand if you give him the full amount. So ein li ela makar rabba. How do you know that if it's a makamu etet? That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is I would think only if you add a lot of extra makot. How about if you only add one extra makah? It's not a makah rabba. Talmud Lomar Lo Yosif. Lo Yosif means at all. Don't add. So then why does it say don't add a makah rabba? That's coming to tell me. Limeid al Rishonot, whatever it was that he was supposed to get, that is a makah rabba. So here the Rivan brings that this could be the mocker of what Reb Yudah said before, that you can use chasrei mada, that are strong people, because it says makar rabba, and that means that the Torah is not makbid, that it should be just sort of a formal lashing. It's a real lashing. Or the simple pshat is that whatever it is, don't be mezalzel in it. Even if Beis Din only was able, because of the doctor's examination, to give him three makas, that is a makar rabba. Whatever it is, that is a makar rabba. And to respect the chashivas of the Onesh of Malkus. Then we had the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about the difference between the sexes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, depending on what nitkalkel would be. So a man would only be if he's nitkalkel, losing control of his bowels, and a woman would be nitkalkelet, even if she loses control of her bladder. That was the shita that we had in the Mishnah, and according to the Tanakhama, it would be the same for men and women. Now, there's another lashon here in the Braita, which says, Tana Rabbanan, Echad Ha'ish, Ve'echad Ha'isha, it's only if they lose control of their bowels, and losing control of a bladder is not considered to be a nikla, a chicha le'inecha, not for a man and not for a woman. So this is a new shita. I didn't see before. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, here is a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda says here, ha'ish berei ve'isha b'mayim, which is our Mishnah, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim say, echad ish ben ve'echad ish ben berei ben b'mayim, which is our Tanakama. But the problem is that we have a braita that seems to have Rabbi Yehuda contradicting what he said in the Mishnah. Kvartanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad ish ve'echad ish berei. So he seems to be saying only if they actually lose control of their bowels. And that's true of both of them, which would be the shita of Rabbi Meir. Berei v'lo b'mayim. So how did Rabbi Yehuda suddenly reverse it? Om Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it's not what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir said berei v'lo b'mayim. And what Rabbi Yehuda says is echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha berei. Meaning, when it comes to losing control of the bowels, then both sexes are the same. But I'm not telling you right now about losing control of your bladder, but in the Mishnah, he makes it clear that when you lose control of your bladder, that's only considered to be venikla for a woman. Omar Shmuel, if they tie this guy down to the lashing post and he manages to get free, so this was Mr. Houdini. You try tying down Mr. Houdini. Ha ha. He gets tied down and he jumps out. He runs away from Besdin laughing all the way to the bank, right? So, Bain Berishona, or Bain Bishnia? No, sorry, that's good. Potter. He would be Potter because the very fact that you run away is a tremendously embarrassing thing. So if that's the case, if you got away, then that's already v'nikla, even if it was at the beginning. So he doesn't get any makos. So I'm going to discuss the details in a moment. Meitve, how could you say that even at the beginning, if it says in the Braita that if kala, so if he lost controls of his functions, then bein barishona, whether that happens as soon as the first mak is about to be given, and he sees the Shriach Bezdin is picking up those lashes, and he just, or Bein Bishnia, or at any point later, Potrinota. But if the strap broke, so then it is actually a Ptur if he already got at least one mak. So if it's Bishnia or later, then Potrinota. But if it's Berishona, meaning when he lifted up his hand to hit him, it broke before he was hit, in Potrinoto. Now, according to what Shmuel said, that if the guy is actually runs away and so on, he's Potter, so then why is it not the same as Lahavi Kiratz? Even if before he hit him, according to Shmuel, it should be exactly the same. Because he wasn't hit there in Shmuel's thing. Well, there's a big difference. I mean, Shmuel was talking about where the guy ran away, and it was the running away, which is, you know, I mean, that is so embarrassing. I mean, you know, take it like a man is what we say to people. Guy runs away. I mean, come on. You know, what a sissy. I mean, so that itself makes him feel vinikla. Over here, he didn't run away. So if nothing happened yet. So because of that, since he wasn't Rutz, there was no Nikla. At least he needed to be hit once for there to be a Nikla. Tana Rabbanan, now there's another Braita that says, Amadu, suppose the Besdin got a medical assessment that if he is going to be hit, he has a very loose control of his bodily functions, and he's a person that's easily broken or this kind of thing. If you hit him, he is going to be kala. He's going to lose control of his bowel. So then we don't give him any kind of malchus. Potrinoto before, Because, after all, it says in the Pasuk, Pen Yosef HaKoto V'nikva. So the Torah is saying, don't do a malchus that will cause him to come to a state of being so embarrassed. But if the assessment was that only after getting the malchus, then he's going to lose it, then malkinoto. V'lo'ot, ela afilu kala batchila, even if he actually lost control of his bowels before the whole thing started, and that we didn't even lift up our hands, the guy is terrified, then we bring him back into Bezdin and Malkinoto. Why? Because the Pasuk says the word V'nikla after V'hikohu, not before V'hikohu. So V'hikohu lefanav lo Yosef V'nikla achicha. What if there was no V'hikohu at all? So then you'll have to be makim. So that means that if it wasn't part of the malchus itself that caused them to be V'nikla, we'll still give them malchus. And therefore, afilu kola batchila, they will be malkinoto. V'lo, so why do we know that? That's good for the pasuk. V'hika v'nikla v'lo shalaka kvar bebeit din. Which brings us to a special day in honor of Yom HaAtzmaut. We actually have Doc introducing the Mishnah with the full-scale nigunim for Yom HaAtzmaut. This is in South Africa, the equivalent of Kriyas Hallel. Go for it, Doc. But remember, it's got to be the full Hallel, maybe even with the bracha. here I am. I'm drinking all this talisker that Richie left over. No wonder your minion finished so fast this morning. Thank you. Ko chayave krito chaloku niftaru yudei kritataam. So anybody who was high of chorus by getting malchus is mischaper from his karet. Shinemar v'nikla achicha le'inecha. The moment he's loka, areyu ki achicha, he becomes your full brother, and there would be no chiev on him of being someone who is chorus in which v'nichrus ha'nefesh ayimi Yisrael. So asserting that he is achicha totally means that, in fact, he is like a whole pepper of Yisrael, and there's no chorus on him, chas v'sholem. Divrei Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. V'yomar Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. Learn from this. U'mayim ha'over avera achat, notel nafsho aleha. This guy became chayev chorus for one act of his life. So imagine if he's ose mitzvah achat, al kama v'kama shetinaten lo nafsho. If he does one mitzvah, then since the Midah Teva is Meruba Mimidas Peronia is 500 times, the difference of Atshila Shimad Ribeim versus La Alafim, which is a minimum of 500 times greater. So then you can only imagine how much greater is the Olam that's given to him if he can lose his life by one Avera, Alachas Kama Vakama, what can be zeicha person too with one mitzvah. This, of course, is the Rambam. The Rambam uses this Mishnah in beautiful ways, which we'll see in a moment. But one of the things that the Rambam says here in the Pirshah Mishnayos and Makos, famous Rambam that we've spoken about many times, is that a person is zeicha by being mekayim one mitzvah the way it was meant to be mekuyam, which is what we spoke about last week in Sav, and which I hope those of you who actually took the trouble to read the, I must say, very powerful write-up of our conversations on Friday. Chaval, those who don't order it, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing out on. But anyway, that was a paid political announcement, but it's a serious one. So that itself is mezakeh an adam. That single mitzvah is mezakeh him in adam haba. Rabbi Shimon Omer, you don't need to make a kal v'chomer. For heaven's sakes, look at the way the Torah actually announces that so beautifully. the Chiyuv of Koritz, and what we've been talking about, the interrelationship of the Azharis to the Onashim, what we've been talking about from the beginning of this Masechet, is the analysis of the Azharis in Achrei Mos to the Onashim in Kedoshim to you, and in terms of the Parsha of Arayas, and it was all based on why do we have the Koritz Bachoso, Lama Yotza, and why do we have the Dinim by Nida, that there's an extra Koritz, that's mentioned, so on and so forth, right? So if you look at those Parshas, you see the most beautiful thing. At the end of the Chiyuv of Koritz, Nachri Mois, so what does it say? V'nichretu hanefashot ha'osod, that anybody who does, kol ha'toivot ha'elo. So that person will be Nichrasu Me'amai. But if you take a look at how we begin the list of the Arayas in Achrimot, what is the Pasek? Ushmartem is Chukotai v'Toratai Asher Yaseh Otam Adam v'Chai Behem. And then it goes on to say the Chukim of the Arayas. So take a look. If it introduces with V'Chai Behem, then the Isser of the chorus that comes at the end is actually the contrast to the Asher Yaseh Otam Adam V'Chai Behem. So the Torah is saying that imagine the sachar that a person gets of Chayim Amitim in Olam Haba for actually not doing any of these arayas. So what do you see from there? That Kol HaYoshev V'lo Avar Avera, in not doing an Avera, you're already Zeichet of a Chai Behem, and not Nimlo Sachar Ki Oseh Mitzvah. So if somebody is tempted to do an Avera, and is Eimed against his Yetzer, and he doesn't do it, that is a Mitzvah that is V'Chai Behem. Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Omer, Harei Omer, take a look what the Torah says about not eating things that are disgusting. It is Rak Chazak. Now, I mean, I need chazak. I mean, who wants to go? I mean, if you're not a vampire, why would you want to be sitting here? You have to be mechazik yourself not to drink blood. Anyway, not drinking dam gives you a actual zechut, that it's chazak. So gezel v'arayot, stealing, or sexual sin, which people want, nafsho shalom mitavelehem u'mechamadetan, and you have to learn to control yourself and be parish man. So al achas kama v'kama, if not drinking blood is going to be a schus, imagine not walking off of the guy's wallet who left it right there on the table. So al parish man al achas kama v'kama sheyizkelo uledorotav. L'dorot dorotav, at sof kol adorot, he is going to be able to be sachar. It's interesting that remember, la'alafim does not mean only la'alafim. Because the pashtus is la'alafim is forever, many, many thousands and thousands of dorot, which means at sof kol adorot. In terms of being able to be derish the pasuk in the analysis of how many times b'mispar, so to speak, is mida teva meruba mimidas puranut, you have to take tafasta meruba lo tafasta. But in understanding the getter of what the zechus is, it's ad sof kol hadorot. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha omer, rotza kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yirba lahem Torah mitzvot, shenemar Hashem b'chafetz l'man sitko, Yardil Torah v'yadir. So this is the Hamshach of the Rambam's amazing analysis of this Mishnah, this last Mishnah in Makkos, which he says is Yesod b'kol Torah kula. The first part of the Mishnah is telling me that even a single mitzvah is a zechus for Olam Haba forever. So how do you explain, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, that you need all of these mitzvahs? One mitzvah, says the Rambam. One mitzvah is all you need. So what's the Pshat of Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, says the Rambam? It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yisrael to be Zeicha more and more and more and more. It isn't a function of more and more. It's a problem of the mitzvahs needing to be total, go for it, total mitzvahs. That is to say, that they're a complete kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzav. And that, therefore, if it's done with any kind of personal agenda, then it's not going to be mezakeyu. And he brings a raya from the beautiful Gemara about Reb Chananya ben Tradion, who asks Reb Yossi, does he have a chelek in Olam Haba? And he asks the Kumase Baliyotcha. You see, from there, says the Rambam, when we say that a mitzvah brings you Olam Haba, it would have to be a mitzvah that is not something that is part of your agenda. And therefore, once you have an agenda of mitzvahs, they're not going to be mezakiyu. So what is the meaning of Reb Chananya ben Akashia, says the Rambam? That since, unfortunately, humans are driven by personal agenda, and that therefore most of the mitzvahs, if not all of the mitzvahs that they do, is just part of their frumkeit and their sense of morality and their virtue signaling, even if it's only signaling for themselves, that's not a mitzvah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so many mitzvahs that you're bound to accidentally do one of them without an agenda. So that's here in Balaam Torah mitzvahs, in order that one time in your life you'll actually do a mitzvah. That's the Rambam's astounding explanation, which the Maharal goes on for pages and pages and pages, how impossible that pshat is. And it talks about every possible alternative to the Rambam and so on. Anyway, but yeah, it's a beautiful sugya. Omar Rabbi Yochanan.
Sorry, Rabbi, in answer to that, I didn't understand Rabbi Chanina, that Gamliel's shot, that every mitzvah has got a value, an infinite value, 500 times in the Torah. So how's he looking at it different?
He's saying that it's only a mitzvah when it's done as a tzav. Mitzvah comes from the word tzav. So what we said last week, we were talking about the contrast between, that's why I said, download the write-up. If not, you're finished. So the concept of tzav is specifically that the person is responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the equivalent of the Vayidim Aaron, that was Mezakim, the Kuhuna and the Aveda. But just to do the act of a mitzvah, it's a schus, but you're not going to be zocher to be a Ben Olam Haba because of that zechus. It's two different things, says the Rambam. Anyway, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin Alav Chaviro, Shel, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, he said that if you get makas, then you're potter from chorus. Not everybody agrees to that. Omer Vada Barava, yes, it seems that that is correct what Rabbi Yochanan says, because Amrei Beirab, Taninan, this is based, you could actually see this from the Mishnah and Megillah. It says, Ein bein Shabbat v'yom ha-kippurim, ela shezeh zidono b'yom b'dei Adam, mezeh zidono b'yikaret. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that if you do a chilul Shabbos, you're chayav misa. Masha'en kein, if you do a chilul of Yom Kippur, then you're going to be punished by karet. And that's b'dei Shamayim. Not b'dei Adam. Now, if what you're saying is correct, Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, so then both of them would be b'dei Adam, because even when there's a chiyav of malchus, according to Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, a chiyav of karis, sorry, according to Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, you won't get karis. You will only get the malchus, in which case, both Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the punishment would be b'dei Adam. So why does he say that it's not that way? Says Reb Nachman, Hamani Reb Yitzchak, that's not a problem. Because remember, according to Reb Yitzchak, he said there is no chiv of Malkus in Chayve Krisis, remember? And he learned that out, but that we had this whole sugya before, of the relationship between Kores Ba'achoto in Kedoshim and in Achremot. So the Tanya Reb Yitzchak Omer, Chayve Kritot Bechlal Hayu. When the Torah says the pasuk Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToivot Ha'elu V'Nichretu HaNefashot Osot Mikerav Amam, so doesn't that include Achoto? So why do we need a special pasuk in Kedoshim Ish Asher Yikach Et Achoto V'Nichretu? Why V'Nichretu again? Lama yatzet koret ba'achloto, ladunu pekoret velo memalko. The whole point of the pasuk is to say that by sleeping with your sister, you're chayev only karet, not malkas, and even though it's only bachoto, this was a dover shahaya bichlal, that's why we say bichlal haita, and what's the rule in the Torah? Davar shahaya bichlal v'yatza min haklal alamed, lo lalamed al atzmo yatzat, el alamed al kol haklal kulo yatzat. In which case, according to him, there is no malkas. So, therefore, the Mishnah says in Megillah, yes, it's not Bidei Adam, but what Reb Chananya ben Gamliel was saying was Aliba the Shita in our Mishnah, that you get Malkus on Chiyuve Karis, then the din would be that it takes away the Karis. So how do you see that somebody would argue on that? Ravashi Amar, you don't have to say it's going like the Shita of Reb Yitzchak. Even if our Mishnah is going Aliba the Rabbanan, that there is a Chiyuv of Malkus, that if there is that Malkus, he's 100% right, that it would potter you. The reason it says in Megillah that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Zedono Bidei Adam versus Kares is because the Iker Zedono is Bidei Adam. What's the Iker Chumrah of Shabbos is the Chiyuv of Misa Bidei Adam. And what's the Iker Zodan b'chayev you, is that it's b'chayev kores. Because of that, you'll be lucky if you get malchus that it takes off the kores. But essentially, the worst possible thing that can happen to you is to be chayev kores. That is why they tried to recreate the smicha. As you know. Do you know? The whole maisa, which the whole attempt to recreate the Sanhedrin was based on this halacha, that if you get malchus, you'll be putter from Chorus. So what happened was, remember, that was after the Spanish Inquisition, and so many of the people that came to Tzfat and had escaped from Spain, so they were cheshish that in even professing to believe in Christian nonsense, that would b'chayev them Chorus chas v'chalila. So they wanted to get malchus. And a malchus that you take on yourself, that's just somebody hitting you, doesn't have a din of malchus to potter you. That was part of the whole discussion. It was a big machlokus about that, whether lamaisi you would be potter, you wouldn't be potter. And can you take upon yourself malchus? And is it considered to be malchus? Anyway, to be certain that they weren't chayef karas, so they wanted to have a bezdin that is ro'i, bezdin of Esther v'shleish, Sanhedrin. That could give you Malkus. That was the Machlokus Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanu we had in Sanhedrin. Do you need Esrim Vishleisha? So that became the whole attempt to recreate the Sanhedrin, which needs Smuchim. So they first had to have the Smicha. Anyway, it was all based on this halacha of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Omer Ravada Barav, as you know, that people, I mean, until very recently, I think I mentioned this yesterday, that people used to bedavka set up on Erev Yom Kippur, that they would actually give them Malkus, and they would have three people that were appointed. Anybody who wanted to get Malkus could pay them to get Malkus.
Reb Mordechai Steinberger, for decades, he does it, and then a few other people do it. But right after the Erev Yom Kippur, he gets Malkus.
Mm-hmm.
But the Israel Museum has a whip for Erev Yom Kippur.
Oh, wow. Really? Is it a whip like this, like in the Mishnah, or is it just a regular whip?
It's a leather whip, and now I'm not paying attention to how many cords it has.
Mm.
But it's a... Yeah.
You know, remember, if it had ritzuis of a chamor, huh? Okay.
Thank you. Saying that wouldn't really help, which was just
that. It's a discussion. It's a big machlokas that became a major issue at those times. That people wanted very much to be freed of guilt in that the time of the Anusi.
So would it have?
I'd say it's a machlokas, but it's at least it makes a person sense the v'nikla achicha that you become. It's to know your real place in the world. Important. Omer Avadab, that's the, spare the rod and spoil the child idea. It's the idea of, that you're sonei beno. You hate your own child if you don't beat him up. Chosech shifto, sonei beno. Omer Vadabarava Omarab. Have you saw Gavi torturing this morning, Ori? She shouldn't think she can get the boost just because she manages to crawl across half the floor. No, we'll push it further. Sounds on the surface like the Mitzrim would do to the Jews, you know, dig a hole, they fill up the hole. But no, it was Jose Shifto Sanedbeno. So he was giving us an indication. Omer Avada Barava Omarav, the halacha is like Ranani ben Gamliel, and that you would be potter from chorus. Omer of Yosef, oh man, I love this kind of stuff. Somebody went up to the Shamayim. You know, you're telling me the Beis Din Shalmala has paskened because Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel, that was the halacha, and they now, I saw them canceling out the makas from the names of the people because of the makas, the people of Chayav Kores. I mean, what is this business? You went up to the sky and you're telling me the halacha, this is not halacha, it's no gay of me. This is halacha in the Shamayim. You're telling me what the din is in the Shamayim? Is that your business? Man solik le'ela v'atavama. Who went up there and came back and told us the story? Amalei Abaye, what kind of time is that? And when Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Shlosha dvarim asu beitin shamata v'iskimu beitin shamala al yadam. There were three things that the Beis Din Shalmala was gezer, and the Beis Din Shalmala accepted. I'll ask you the same question. Who told him that they went up and saw, of course, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who actually jumped into Gan Eden. So maybe he saw. Okay, we won't talk about that. But in any event, it must be that what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying is that you see from the psukim that it was the way that B'Shamayim, that it was Paskin, so to speak. Ela Kroik Adarshina. We look at the psukim and we understand what is the truth. So here too, we're saying we looked at the psukim and we learn out from the psukim, from Vanikla Achicha, is that the moment that he's Vanikla, it becomes Achicha. And I said, why do I need a raya that I saw it? The pasuk says it. That's what it means. What did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say, by the way? Gufa. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there were three things that Beis Din Shalmala was gezer, and Beis Din Shalmala was maskim. They are Mikra Megillah, and Shila Shalom B'Shem, to say the Shem Hashem when you're saying hello to somebody, that's the Hashem Imachem, or even what we do today, even the Shalom Aleichem, which is the Shem Hashem, is Shalom, Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom, and bringing all of the Meiser, which includes even the Meiser Rishon, which was supposed to be giving to Levium, and not giving it to Levium anymore, and bringing Meiser from Peres, Irokes, as we'll see when we go through the riot. Mikra Megillah, it says, Kimu v'kiblu ayudim. That means, Kimu l'mala, masha kiblu l'mata. So it was Mekuyam in the Shamayim, She'ilat Sholem. Because it says, Vine Boaz ba mi Beit Lechem, Vayomer lakotrim Hashem imachem. And it says, when the Malach came, and he says, Shalom to Gideon, he says, Hashem imacha dibarach oil. What does it say? And that's Hashem imachem. So we see that even the Malach uses that lashon. Well, why did we need an extra pasuk? You said already, it says, Vayomer lakotrim Hashem imachem. Because v'chi tema, maybe Boaz, that was his shita, and he David midaite. But where do we see that min hashamayim they agreed? Tashma, vaimer Hashem imach gibarach hayel. So if a malach uses that lashon, he's not going to use that lashon unless that was the psak that we should go according to the words that Boaz said. Havaat maaser, what is that referring to? So that is the amazing story in which Chizkiyahu. We only have that full story, actually, in Divrei Hayomim. But it says over there, Vayomer la'am le'yoshvei Yerushalayim letet minat ha'kohanim ve'halavim leman yechazku b'toras Hashem. So Chizkiyahu determined that even the things that were meant to be given, b'tovat hana'ah, and that the Torah gave Rishus for you to give and to decide who you were going to be giving it to, should be given under the control of Beis Din, including what was originally meant for the Levium, and that was the Takana of Ezra, that we start giving the Maaser Rishon to Kohanim. And then it says, V'chifrotz hadavar, when this became something that was like taken for granted and everybody started doing, so then hirbu b'nei Yisrael, reishis dagan v'tirosh v'yitzar. Now dig this. Udvash? Dvash? There's no chiyuv of dvash. What the heck? V'chol tfuat sadeh u'maaser hakol, which includes even the maaser rishon, Larov Eviv, they brought tons of this stuff. So you see from there that he was also mitakein to take off trumas and maisers from things that are peirot, and they're not chayev in trumas and maisers midiraisa. So he was mitakein to take off trumas and maisers from peirot v'yirakot, and kitniot, the kol tvoat sadeh. And everything was brought, and Chizkiyahu built Vayomer Chizkiyahu lahachin lishakot bebeit Hashem vayachinu, that they should make special lishakot to take control in the Beis HaMikdash of all of these vast storehouses of things that people were bringing. So that takana of Chizkiyahu, they were also mekabel. And where do we see? It says, Havio et kol amaser al beit haotzar v'yet teref bebeiti. Ubechanunino bizot omar Hashem tzvakot, im lo eftach lachem et arubot ha-shamayim, v'harikoti lachem bracha, ad v'lidai. Here at the end of our Masechet tells us all of the amazing brochas that we can be zeichet to, v'chai behem, brochas ad v'lidai. And you see that in Malachi, it says, beferish kol ha-maaser to a beit ha-otzar. What beit ha-otzar? It's my right to define who I give it to. No. Kol ha-maaser goes to the Beit HaOtzar. So obviously, if the Novi Malachi says this, in the Shem Hashem, it means that they were mekabel this in the Shemayim. What's the meaning of ad v'lidai? Omar Rami Barab, ad sheyivlu siftotechem ilomar dai. You'll wear your lips out by saying die again and again. Of course, the obvious problem that everybody speaks about is you don't move your lips to say die, you only move your tongue. So what do you mean? So Rav Tzadok has a beautiful pshat on this. He says, remember that sifto techem means the edges. So let's say a kli, you have a gallon. So the svata kli is the limits of what you can put into the gallon, right? So the sifto techem means your limits are so overwhelmed that you just give up. And normally, a person can only be mekabel. It's an amazing pshat. A person can only be mekabel what he's roi to. What he's not roi to, enough. The enough is from his inner metzias. That's the meaning of the sfat, the maximum that you're capable of. But if we totally overwhelm you with things that you have no shaychus to, in the end, it's just mevatel, the limits of your edges, and it blurs the edges so that now you can have everything. That's an amazing shot, right? That's the real meaning of svat. And he's like, whoa, it is so sensitive, so poetic. Oh, gosh. Everything. Even the mortgage rates. Mo, even mortgage rates. So I'd really die. And Omer Abelazar, once we're talking about three places, you should know there were three places that Ruach HaKodesh showed up in the Beis Din. And that was to give a psak. Bebeit Dino Shel Shein, Bebeit Dino Shel Shmuel Haramati, and Bebeit Dino of Shlomo HaMelech. What were these three times? In the Bebeit Dino Shel Shein, over there, remember, Shein wasn't actually alive at that point, as the Rivan points out. But it's still the Beit Dino of Shem because it was that Beis Din that Shem had been miyased. And who was the daughter of Shem? That was Tamar, which is why Yehuda said, Otziyah v'tisaref, right? So that took place where he accused her of getting pregnant after she was asura to get pregnant. And there in that Beis Din, it says when she brought forth the simonim of Yehuda, it says, Vayaker Yehuda, Vayomer Tzadka, she's 100% right. She's pregnant from me, mimeni. Now, how does he know that she's pregnant from him? I mean, that's ridiculous. Well, he did a DNA test. I mean, the same way she's been playing around with him, how does he know that she wasn't sleeping around? and somebody else got her pregnant. So me no yoda. If she's got this minig that she goes around prostituting herself on the road, maybe somebody else impregnated her. Ah, must be that a basco came down min hashamayim. It said, me many. It all stemmed from me because I wanted the Ruach Shamashiach to come out from this union, and I arranged things in this way. Mimeni yatzu kevushim. I see Mo Willie's been released over here. Ad Beli Dai. Look at that. This is what happens. You start. That's the whole point of Mo Willie is Ad Beli Dai. It's got to be Kol HaTorah Kula without limits. Okay. It's Yom HaAtzmaut, Mo. Go for it.
You would have been loaded. The fact that he's the. So what does it help if he admits it, if a bunch of everybody that he did it?
No, it's only after he said Satka. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Indeed, I'm paskening like him, and I'm telling you, he's correct. She is right. So, Mimenu Yatsa, Mimenu Yatsu Kvorshim.
Ask the question, as
admitting
that he did that specific act.
Right. Let's finish this. Let's finish. Bebeit Dino, we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss later. Bebeit Dino shel Shmuel Aramati. So Shmuel gets up and he speaks to all of Klal Yisrael at the moment that he gave them Shaul HaMelech, and he was basically retiring because he was the one who was Shefet at Yisrael until that moment. So he says, Hineni anubi neged Hashem v'neged Mishicho. It shor mi lakachti. So he has all of these things. I never took anybody shor. I didn't even take a cabbie that was on the cheshbon of a bank of an expense account, right? It's chamor mi lakachti, so on and so forth. Chamor mi lakachti. Mi ashakti. I didn't do anything to you guys. Vayomru. And they answered, lo ashaktanu, velo ratzatanu. And then he says to them, I don't think that's enough. I want there to be an Eidus. Eid Hashem ve'ed Mishicho Hayom kilomatzatem biyadi mu'uma. Vayomer Eid. What do you mean, Vayomer Eid? Vayomru Eid. It just said before, Vayomru lo ashaktanu v'lo ratzatanu. So why all of a sudden does it change to Loshen Yochid? Oh, yotzta bat kol v'amra ani Eid b'davar zeh. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, Loshen Yochid Vayomar. And the third time was Bebeit Dino Shel Shlomo, where it says, Vayan HaMelech Vayomer, give the child to her, Tnu La Et HaYalud Achai, HaMeit Lo Tumitu, He Imo. Now, how did he really know He Imo? I mean, she may just be smarter than he is, and she's pulling this shtick in order to get him to give it to her, knowing that he will make the mistake of thinking that because of her phony care for this kid, that he'll think that she's the mother. So she's just smarter than he is. Therefore, it must be, Dilmi Rumi Mi'arma, maybe she's really ahead of him. Yotzta Bat Kol V'yamra. It was obviously from the Shamayim that it says, He Imo. That's the fact. She is his mother. Amar Rava, I don't see how any of this proves that there was any kind of Hofa'av Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis HaMedrash. Now, you know, the Ravid says, Beferish, that in his Beis HaMedrash, Kvar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeit Midrashenu, when he argues in one of the dinim with the Rambam, and he says, Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our Beis HaMedrash and confirmed that that's the halacha. Okay. All right. So, you know, but that was after the time of the Gemara, so they didn't list Bebeit Dino Shel Barnea the same way they didn't list Barnea as being Maimid Lo Chama, right? Okay, so whatever was up until that time. Anyway, so Zerubbabel, I don't see that any of these indicate a Hofa'at Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, maybe Yehuda took for granted she just became visibly pregnant. That means that she was impregnated 3 months ago. And he figures, oh gosh, 3 months ago, uh-oh, that's exactly the time that this woman sort of cornered me. Must be that it was me. So, the chazinan, machzikinan, from what's obvious, you have a right to be machzik, the halacha. The lo chazinan, what are you going to say? But maybe there was somebody else. Do you know there was anybody else? We know there was you. So fine, based on that, we go according to what we know. We don't start talking about maybe there was somebody else. Maybe Shmuel Nami. Once all of Yisrael was answering him, they have a Lashon Yochid. Because Kulu Yisrael Korilu B'Lashon Yochidi. V'chtiv Yisrael Norsha B'Hashem. What do you mean Yisrael Norsha? How about Norshaim? Apparently Yisrael is an entity. So in giving Edus, they become an entity, which of course goes back to the beginning of the Masechet, that no matter how big the kat is, it's still considered to be one kat. And koma kom shenemar Edus areyeshnayim, ad shomar lecha katuv beferushes, etc., etc. Oh, it's a wonderful way to get close to the end of the Masechet. And therefore we call it one. And Shlomo Nami. Look, I mean, you could say that she's smarter than he is, but the point is, one of them was definitely, had no compassion on that child. Yeah, kill him, kill him. All right, so then she's not his mother. So, it's the contrast between them. So the idea that Ruach HaKodesh was Mofiah, that's a Kabbalah that we have. It's not Droshus, like you said. It's a Gemara. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will see the fabulous ending of Masechet Makos. And it's very sad to say goodbye, of course. But, okay. That's a hello, 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 goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. All right, everyone. Kol tov, and have a wonderful sort of Yom HaAtzmaut. And Bezrat Hashem will continue. And a happy 18th day of the Omer, which is not really Yom HaAtzmaut, because it needs to be a social bit deferis, as we'll see. But, okay, we'll keep it in mind. Kol tov, everyone.